Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Audio courtesy of the Browns Radio Network. Browns now 8-3, 27-25.
Does it sound weird to even think about? Not even to say. Does it sound weird to go, yeah, my football team that I root for, who's always been bad, is 8-3?
Well, no, because I said yesterday that open right there is the most excited I'm allowed to be for the rest of the day. I will now be contented, Ken, and speak very balanced about the Cleveland Browns here.
Oh, shut up. We're 8-3.
No, I'm balanced. Balanced.
So who's asking you to be balanced?
We are contented. Well, every time I get really excited about the Browns, a certain group threat out there says I'm pandering to everybody, even though, you know.
Well, you are in a lot of. But there's no pandering when you're 8-3. When you're 8-3.
Well, yes, I would like fans to be excited with me about the Browns. Yeah.
You're 8-3, you're 8-3. I know that.
I don't sit there and pray to the altar of Warren Sharp all day long like some other people do, so that's okay. And I shouldn't say Warren Sharp like he's an idiot. He's actually a really smart guy, but I don't sit there and pray to his altar all day long.
Yeah, the Browns are supposedly their organization. They are disciples of the Warren Sharps of the world.
I'm more than happy to be. That's weird. When he called us he called the Browns. I'm not allowed to say us. He called the Browns the worst 8-3 team in NFL history. That's it. And he had a metric.
I saw that.
That.
Yeah, I saw that. The DVOA.
I'm more than happy to be the worst 8-3 team in NFL history.
Isn't that better than being the best? You know, 3-8 team in NFL history. What's better?
I'd much rather. Thank you. I'd much rather be the worst 8-3 team than the very best 3-8 team ever. Yeah, that'd be very nice.
Hey, listen. You're going to get a lot of that this week because I told the guys off the air. I said, listen. Now you're on the radar. You were not. You were not there. You were flying below the radar. But when you get to 8-3, you're going to be judged with the big boys now. So you're at the big boy table.
That's a good point.
On Thanksgiving.
We're at the adult table.
How many of you were at the kiddie table? Your kids were at the kiddie table, whatever. What year did they end up moving over and they're allowed to dine with the actual adults? What year is that?
I'm still sitting at the kiddie table. What are you talking about?
I was so well behaved, I was able to move early, and that's why I'm so contented because now I'm on my best behavior because I'm with the adults. I'm with Kansas City. I'm with Pittsburgh.
You're there. You're right there.
I'm at the adult. We're the fifth seed right now. I'm at the adult
table.
By the way,
where's Baltimore? Are they even at the adult table?
No elbows on tables. I don't know where Baltimore is. Baltimore's going back to – Baltimore's about to go smoke a J out in the garage.
Mike DeWine said, Baltimore, too many people too close together. You cannot be at either table. You have to
get on out of here.
Yes, you have to do delivery somewhere else.
So, no, I'm not – so everybody on your group thread over there – and it's not even Anthony because Anthony is getting excited as much as anybody. But there's certain members of our brethren who have a problem with it.
There's a huge difference, though, between pandering and naming each one of your listeners and thanking them on Thanksgiving than being excited about the Browns.
Yes,
There's a huge difference.
I do thank our listeners, especially listening during this time. Especially during this time.
But there's a huge difference when it comes to pandering. That's not pandering. Being excited for your Cleveland Browns, that's not pandering.
Well, honestly, if we're just laying our cards out here on the table, I think it's a huge difference between Kenny saying it and Owen saying it and Lima saying it and the other people involved saying it. Because the other people involved in it, and I'm trying my best not to name names, are so...
Well, I wish you would.
I mean, they blame it right on themselves because everything that the Browns do, whether positive, with any positivity, is always met with some snarkiness. And always waiting for another shoe to drop there. But here we are. The Browns are 8-3, and I, I'm I'm satisfied with yesterday's win. I find myself contented, like a nice meal, and I'm drinking my port afterwards on a Browns Monday.
I mean, to me, yes. Kenny, you are entering week 13 of a football season, and there are three teams in the league that have better records than you. There are 31 other teams. Only three have a better record than you right
now. Well, let's hear from the fans then. Do they believe that this team is a good football team? I believe this team's a good football team. And I think, again, you just said it the very best of anybody who said it for 4 hours. I'd rather be a bad 8-3 team, quote-unquote a bad 8-3 team, than a really, really good 3-8 team. Really, really good 3-8 could still get people fired.
Steelers.
I don't know what Doug Marone was thinking yesterday, by the way, with some of the decisions he made because he got his GM fired. Go ahead, sorry.
We'll take it. The Steelers, the Chiefs, and the Saints, the only three teams. You are in royalty right now when I'm even mentioning those teams. Those are the only teams in the league that have better records than you right now.
It's pretty good.
Pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. Come on.
Pretty damn good. Well, you know, I'm content. I'm content with this Cleveland Browns football team.
Content.
Again, Kareem Hunt and Nicholas Chubb were both fantastic. Congratulations to Kareem Hunt, now 3,000 rushing yards in his career. It's a good job by him. And I'm glad that the Cleveland Browns were able to get themselves a win. Is Twitter done messing around? Is Twitter done with the whole one pass that Baker threw that was awful thing?
Which one?
Or are they still going after it? Oh, okay.
Oh, cheap shot by Lima.
There were three passes that were really bad.
I thought Baker was good yesterday.
Yes. All right. In all honesty, I'm very excited to be 8-3.
Woo!
I'm very excited to be 8-3, and I'm relieved to get past Jacksonville. I hate when they play against Jacksonville. I thought before, when you play the Texans, it's just, and by the way, some of this is just the Browns have been bad in their history. So when I say, I hate playing this team, I hate playing that team, you just hate playing every team because the team's been bad. Like, that's one of them. But
everyone has had your number.
Yes, because the team's been bad. But now, if you watch them, like, every time they play either in Jacksonville or against Jacksonville, it's weird. Like, I wrote it all down. Bottlegate. You had 2014 when they went down there. Remember they went down there? And this was right after the Pittsburgh blowout, and it was the first game with McQuiston because Alex Mack broke his leg. And it was like 13-6 the entire game, and it was like the Browns were hanging around. Brian Hoyer was garbage. No offense to his brother. Brian Hoyer was garbage in that football game. And then things got away from then, up losing that game like 24-6. It actually looked like a blowout against Jacksonville, and Jacksonville was terrible. You had the Tim Couch Hail Mary game, which everything leading up to that play was stupid. You had yesterday. Remember the Josh Gordon game? Now, you might not because I actually drove you home and you were drunk.
I forgot a lot of those games.
He was. He goes, I remember he goes, Kenny. And he's like slurring his words. We're my old Dodge Caliber, Tone. And I'm driving Tone back to his apartment, and he's going, Kenny. There's no way to lose this game. Don't worry. And I'm listening to the game on the radio. I'm getting upset because it's a back and forth. And Kenny, don't worry about it. I'm telling you. They're going to win this game. Don't even worry about it. And they end up losing that game. And Josh Gordon made Jerry Rice look like Greg Little that day. Josh Gordon had over 200 receiving yards. And they lost that game. Every time they play against the freaking Jacksonville Jaguars, they lose it. They do something stupid, and it's awful. And I hate playing against that team.
Well, Kenny, real quick, I was cocky before the game. You know, I said I don't understand why this is a 7-point spread, and then all the people, the degenerates, are like, well, let me explain it to you. And I'm like, wait a second. Jacksonville's trying to lose. Check. They have lost 9 in a row. Check. They have their 4-string quarterback in, or whatever the hell Glennon was. Check.
Yeah.
And they were down like 8 guys on defense. So I thought that was the recipe for the Browns to destroy them. But I'm not going to let that impact, you know, my thoughts about them being 8-3. Like, we can talk about the fact that game in the fourth quarter was in the balance, you know, that could have gone either way.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to allow all that other stuff to get in the way of me being jolly about 8-3. But I get what you're saying. There are certain teams, bugaboos in your mind, and Jacksonville seem to be there.
I go, man, Thanksgiving weekend, you have all this other distraction stuff. I mean, good God, people are losing their minds on social media about the NFL right now. Losing their minds. And I know that this is a different world. People don't live online. The Browns are not supposed to live online. But there's so much distraction and so much weird stuff. I'm like, just go down there and get a win. Just go down, win. I thought Stefanski was trying to prove something, by the way. If you want to get into that, we can get into that.
I predicted that, Kenny.
Go ahead.
Without a doubt, they needed to get their passing game going again because it's been a month since there's been any kind of chemistry between Baker and receivers. So they needed to do that before they get into what I am calling the meat of the rest of the schedule, which is the next two games. They needed it.
I thought that what Kevin Stefanski did yesterday, like some people were, they were so upset because everybody thought that they were going to blow this team out. I did not think they were going to blow this team out. I thought they might be able to pound out at the end and win by about 10 or 14. I didn't think they'd win by two, but I felt that they would pound out towards the end and win by 10 or 14.
If he just kicks the field goal, they win that game by 10.
If he just kicks the field goal, they probably win by 10 or 14. So what I thought Stefanski tried to do yesterday, as I thought he tried to make sure that he put the ball in Baker's hand and give Baker some confidence going into two games that he knows that they got to have one of them. Because if they get one of them, then you're going to start, if they lose those games, you're going to start listening to some of these goofballs out there. If you win one, I don't need them both. It's the NFL. You win one of these games, I think that then you go, okay, this is my feather in my cap. Boom. We can go to the playoffs. We can do this stuff. I thought what he did yesterday, people were mad about the challenges. People were mad about some of the other decisions. I thought he said, I'm putting the ball in the quarterback's hand. We've had garbage weather. People accuse me of not trusting him. They should be able to beat this team no matter what. I'm putting the ball in his hand. I actually like what Kevin Stefanski did yesterday. And all in all, I don't think Baker was bad whatsoever, as much as Twitter gets upset with it. I don't think he was bad at all.
I thought people were getting carried away yesterday. I thought they were getting carried away. I thought Baker made some really nice third down throws.
Of course they were getting carried away. And you know why they were getting carried away? You know why they were getting carried? I'm sorry. Because this is why. Because for a long time, this has been a team that you can easily just pound down and say this is one of the worst teams ever. This is always going to be one of the bad teams that makes it an easy stop-start thing for guys like us. And you can't do it right now. And it upsets some people because they're 8-3 and they haven't played overwhelmingly great football. They don't have Mahomes. They don't have Roethlisberger, but they're 8-3. And I thought Baker played pretty good yesterday. I'm not going to sit there and apologize for 8-3. Okay. So a guy whose name rhymes with Whack Waxon, I guess you're just going to have to deal with old Pander and Ken on an 8-3 football team because you're supposed to owe me a fifth of Jack Daniels because the team's over 500. And yeah, I know we set a high bar around here because it's only the first time in how long that they've been over 500, but I'm going to take them being over 500 because I'm happy that they're 8-3. They're going to be a playoff team, and if you got a problem with that, then I'll see you in hell. I don't deal with any of the other stuff. So while I'm just going to sit here and pretend I'm contented for the rest of the day to make a couple of my media friends, while I already put one of their names out there, I'm going to pretend to be contented and go, well, yeah, the offensive line, well, I can sit there and pretend it ain't me, it ain't ever going to be me, it ain't ever going to be this show. We're going to turn up the music, we're going to be 8-3, and we're going to get ready for the Tennessee Titans later on this week. That's what we're going to do. So turn up the music and get excited because it's a Monday and they won a freaking football game again.
Kenny, what was your favorite moment yesterday?
My favorite moment was the clock going to 000 and then winning and going to 8-3 and pounding it down the throat of all the people out there who want to say nasty things about the Cleveland Browns and Kevin Stefanski just so they can get reactions on stupid social media.
Was it one of the many Jarvis Landry catches?
Oh, my God. They were so great.
He was insane.
He was amazing.
He Baker rifled him in there, and he just snagged it right out of the air. It was so great. Jarvis was amazing yesterday.
Thank you for bringing that up. Anybody who agreed with the company line of what Miami said about that guy out the door, I'll see all you guys in hell. You can all kiss our ass out on Euclid Avenue. Jarvis Landry was amazing yesterday, too. Oh, could you take over a bit? I'm a little out of breath.
All right, was it the Nick Chubb? Nick Chubb.
Jesus.
I cannot believe those cutbacks and that vision
he's got. Oh, my God, it's beautiful.
I don't understand how he can see the whole field as a running back with a helmet on. I don't understand. Because
it almost feels like he has a VR set on or something.
It's ridiculous. You know?
And he's able to zoom in. And
he's got sensors. He can tell when the pressure's coming.
There's guys like Trent Richardson. Remember we used to bitch and moan
No vision. Le'Veon Bell right now has no vision. They're showing his runs. He has no vision.
No vision. And, I mean, it can come and it can go.
Vision, like they're saying. These guys have no vision.
You could be focused on trying to hit too many home run balls, but the guy has – he has a gift. It is a gift. The man has
vision. 7.6 yards per carry. And he had a 29, but it's not like he had an 80-yarder. It's not like he had an 80-yarder. Like, he had really been bottled up the last few weeks up until the one big run breaks it open.
A 50-ish, yeah.
He had so many unbelievable 8-yard runs.
Well, there
yesterday.
Was a sequence where he had the 29, and then they pulled him off, and then Hunt had a 27 right after that. And you went,
oh, my God.
Oh, okay, now the game's over. Okay, they got him.
It was incredible. It was exactly what you wanted out of those two dudes. And I'm sick and tired of people telling us we can't say chunt because it's too close to bleep.
Yeah.
I don't care. I know I'm a responsible journalist.
Well, it's like I said, like someone tweeted me, oh, you better be careful. I'm like, stop it. You're trying too hard. No one has ever said, I'm on my way to Kirch. No one's ever made that mistake.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. No one's ever said they're on their way to Kirch. 216-578-0092. It felt good to get that out. It felt good to be us. It felt good to this is a Browns Monday. There may be a day where, hey, you know, we break it, but I'm going to take what I can get right now, because what we're getting right now is a complete effort. You might be struggling here and there. There might be a couple things to get into, but you're 8-3, and I thought all in all the quarterback actually played pretty good compared to what some people were texting me yesterday. That was another thing that got me really good and going yesterday. And I'm going to bring that up later on today at 7, Lima. You bet your ass. I'm about to name names on that, because for whatever reason, there's people, they cannot learn the lesson. When I don't text you back, I don't want to be texted during the game.
Oh, wow. Ben's going to make some
good
enemies today.
God! But the Browns are 8-3.
Let's
and
go.
Things
Come on.
Should be happy.
8-3, Kenny.
And Kevin Stefanski's a good coach. And what you did, by the way, for all the naysayers out there, you can try to yell big picture stuff. You can try to pay attention to that. This is where it pays off. For all of us waking up on Mondays and going over the same washboard and the same beating and playing the same Christian Kirksey clip over and over again about not going 0-16, this is what it's about. Because the team's 8-3, and they're going to the playoffs. And so if you can't get your head out of your ass for at least 1 hour out of the day today and at least look up at the sky and enjoy it, then I got no time for you today. There's zero time for you. We are moving on to the playoffs together, and anybody who don't want to be there, to hell with you. 855-212-4-8-5-5-2-1. So
wait,
I'm throwing it
doing?
All off.
Guess
today.
What? He missed
216-578-0092. Oh, you guys next. It's Ken Carmen with it. I hosted like 4 different shows. I'm sorry. You guys know the number. We'll get to you next on The Fan.
All right, Someone Kenny. Like,
what? Well, go ahead.
Who are we going to give out our game balls to?
That's with Boomer Esiason on a Wednesday. That's not us. Sorry.
Did you know Jarvis Landry had that in him? I got to be honest. No, you know
yes,
what?
Yes, I swear to God I did.
I feel bad. I doubted it. I did not know that he could be a number one. I've always thought, steady Eddie. He'll do what needs to be done. He'll do the dirty work. But I didn't know he still had, and he's only 28.
I'm watching the game.
He just turned 28. Kenny, I didn't know he had 8 for 143. I doubted it. I'm sorry.
But and the people, I'll tell you this, and you guys can record it and mark it down. They'd be fools right now to give up on that, because it's like, well, you know, the cap space. I don't want to hear from any of these capologists on social media or anything like that. I don't know what his contract is. This guy's worth his weight in gold. I just saw the out route with like 2:32 mm-hmm. left to go first half. It's just he catches everything, and he makes the situation better. He just makes them, for any quarterback, he makes the situation easier. He makes the situation better. And, I mean, there's been a couple inexplicable drops this year,
but
then you find out about the ribbon.
It's the ribs, yes. Yeah. He couldn't extend. I think he was thinking of other things. But yesterday, I mean, look, we know they don't win games without Chubb and Myles Garrett. They didn't have Miles, obviously, yesterday. They don't win that without Jarvis Landry. If you take out Jarvis Landry and just give, you know, another team's random number two receiver or whatever, they don't win that game. They lose to the Jags, and we're going crazy today.
Yeah. I wish I could disagree. I totally agree with you. And I cannot make any more – I can't make it any more clear. I'm not going to sit there and apologize for 8-3. I'm not going to be downtrodden over 8-3. And again, usually there's nitpicky things to get on. I thought the quarterback overall, we can get to that coming up at 7 o'clock. I thought the quarterback overall was actually pretty good. I know that we want to – and he's inconsistent. There were the passes that were bad were really bad. I think we can meet happy – I think we can both agree on that there, Tone. The passes that were bad were really bad. But I thought he made some really nice passes yesterday. Again, Jarvis threw everything that was caught to him. It's amazing. You had two open wide receivers, and the one that everybody wants to pay attention to. You had two open wide receivers. It was one of the worst passes I've ever seen him throw. And then you throw the one – you had the one to Jarvis, and then you have the other one to Harrison Bryant, which Harrison didn't catch. Boy, he's having a little bit of a rough go of it now. But
we talked about him on the pregame show, by the way.
We talked about him in the pregame. We talked about him yesterday after the game and on the phone. He had a little bit of a rough go of it. But you had the one pass to Harrison Bryant that was dead ass on. I couldn't believe some of the throws that he had. So there is a little bit of an up and down. But 8-3 is 8-3 is 8-3. And there's no French judges or anything like that. Let's go off phones. 216-578-0092. See, I got the number right this time. Lamar in Cleveland, you're first up on the fan. Go ahead, Lamar. Can I click on him?
Hello, Lamar. Welcome in. Browns 8-3. How you feeling today on a gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous Monday in Northeast Ohio? 8-3.
Lamar.
Yes. How you guys doing?
You are on the radio. Speak. Go ahead. We're doing well. Go.
Man, listen, man. I'm tired of people being upset about 8-3. Last time we made it to the playoffs, I was in fourth grade. Do you understand me? So I don't care if we 8-3. We go to the playoffs and get eliminated and get blown out. I don't care. This is progress. We're just coming off 1-31. We're just coming off the season last year. We're a very incompetent coach. And now we got the right coach. We got the right system. We looking good. We're winning the games we need to win. People, I don't know what people want. We're not perfect. We're not the Chiefs, but we are making progress, man. 8-3, go Browns, yo.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call, Lamar. Appreciate it.
More than happy to be 8-3. Okay, I think you might have to click
on
the phone.
You want to go to Kurt?
You take the calls. Yeah, go to Kurt.
Go to Kurt.
Go ahead.
Welcome into an 8-3 Monday, Victory Monday show. How are you, Kurt?
Hey, Anthony. How you doing?
What's up?
I can make the argument that if Chubb and those guys would have played, the Browns actually should be 10-1.
You mean Myles Garrett?
No, I said if Nick Chubb would have played against the Steelers and the Raiders, they would be 10-1.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And people forget the fact that the Browns didn't have four starters on defense yesterday. But let them talk. The next 2 weeks, that'll be quiet. And I'm sticking with my pick for the Browns to win the Super Bowl.
You said 13-3. Kurt, I know. Thank you for the call. You said 13-3 last week. You said that this team could make a run in the playoffs. Now, I know everyone's going to look at that score around the country. They're going to go, ho-hum, they beat the Jags, ho-hum, whatever.
That's fine. This is the perfect season for Browns fans then. This is the perfect season for Browns fans. Is it not? Everybody hates the national media anyway, don't they?
I told you, I like being under the radar. I love being under the radar. Yes. I know everybody, they were so ecstatic last year about primetime games. And by the way, we do need to get this game. This Titans game needs to be moved. It needs to get flexed. Let's be honest. This is the game. I don't want to look ahead today. I want to obviously focus on the Browns win.
Nope. I want to stay under the radar. That's where we're the best at. I swear to God. I think I have learned my lesson.
But that game needs a
loud mouth, Kenny, and an oaf over this.
Kenny, this Tennessee game does need to be at least a 4. At least a 425.
They won't because of last year. Because they, just like everyone else, had this inflated expectation for the Cleveland Browns last year. And they fell extremely short.
I want Spiro Dedis and Adam Archuleta with nobody on the sidelines, and I want it 1 o'clock. That's what I want.
Throw in a Matt Millen or a Dan Dierdorf or a Bob Trumpy. We throw them all in there.
Get Dick Stockton back out
Beasley
here.
Beasley Reese. Get him in there. Brent Jones, who did Bottlegate. Get him in.
I keep getting him confused with Dick Enberg, and I go, one of these.
Oh, my. Okay.
Get Dick Enberg out. 216-578-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.